Next Podcast. Thanks for listening to the Up Next Podcast. It's your host, Victor Castaldo, and I got Black Trev, a.k.a. School Young Fancy, and on here, back in the stew. He was on episode 10, season 1. If you kind of want to get more of a background story about him, today we're going to talk about topics revolving him today, shit he's dropping, and the game music industry as it is today. So, how you feeling today, man?
Good. Hi.
Yeah.
Chilling.
Got a nice little 2 songs done just a minute ago.
Yeah. Like an hour. Work ethic, bitch.
What have you been working on in the past year or so?
Just a bunch of singles. I did like some projects and some videos and shit too, but I just been, it's been a lot of scattered shit, just like a bunch of different content, videos, teasers, cartoon videos, a lot of shit that I need to get back on, but yeah, just more or less a lot of singles and shit like that.
What type of all those different medias are you most excited about right now?
As far as like the videos or like just like
yeah, what's more exciting to make right now, like a music video, a song?
Yeah, hell yeah, the song is always like the more fun part for me, as far as like that's just because I like you know, like how I know like my engineer, and then I know the people that make my beats,
yeah,
and then like the studio is like 20 minutes from where I live at. Like I like when shit is like more like around the home type shit, so like everything is more original.
Yeah.
And then I know my videographer and shit like that, but like it's all fun, but it'll be the song, the very first process, writing it, then actually recording it because you get to hear the finished product,
right?
And then the video, because like my vision on video is like, if you ain't never seen Chopstick, just go watch that. But like my,
it's a movie.
Like, yeah, literally, like it's not a music video, bro. Like my views on like videos and shit that be going on in my head, I just be taking like shit I see, bro, and fucking incorporate it. But that's like, and Chopstick's got a subliminal message in it. If you paid attention to me, listen. If not, when I blow the fuck up, y'all get it. So yeah.
Is that your favorite video so far?
That one and Chemicals, Chemicals is probably my favorite video because all the people I started rapping with originally was still rapping.
Are they in the video?
Yeah, they all in the video. He's in the song. Yeah. Bro, we got that shit crazy because we got like, bro, we almost got indicted off that shit. Like, they had our names in search warrants, all kind of crazy shit behind that video.
Because of the video?
Yeah, because we had like guns and shit, drinking and shit was in the video. Like, they was trying to fuck with us. So,
how's that changed now? How's that changed now? Why are they not fucking with you now about it?
I just don't be on the wild shit no more. A motherfucker can't know what I'm doing unless I tell him, because that's how low key I am. I just be cool, staying out of the way.
That's crazy. What are some of your favorite places to shoot videos?
I like, if you pay, like, I like nature shit.
Yeah.
And then I like abandoned rundown shit. If you watch my videos, a lot of them is going to be, like, nature shit outside, like Chopsticks. And then it's going to be looking, like, rundown and fucking, like, abandoned fucking homes and shit, like, cemeteries, fucked up alleyways and shit. I like shit like that.
So it kind of gives different, like, characteristics and feel to the video. I don't know. I want to see what you got in mind for some of these new songs. Can you tell any of the listeners about, like, your upcoming projects that you're working on now?
I'm going to do 2 EPs just because I thought of one the other day, and I think it's funny as hell. But I got this one called Pain Music. And that's, like, literally pain music. It's music about my pain and all the shit that I was going through before I got back happy and shit. So I'm going to do that one. And then I got this one I'm going to do, and I'm going to call it Glocktopus. And I seen a funny-ass meme on the fucking Facebook. And then, you know, like, octopus and squid and shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's my whole...
Octocush.
Yeah. And then Octocush, too, yeah. So, like, all that shit is going to be... I'm going to be the last 2 EPs I do for a while. I'm not putting out 5 track songs no more. I might just keep building my catalog until my fan base go crazy. And then, like, once people start discovering my shit, they're going to be like, damn, this nigga got a whole bunch of goddamn songs that's hard as hell. And
then you might drop a full album.
Yeah, and then, like, once I get enough momentum to where, like, motherfuckers starting to hit you up for, like, distribution. That's right. When I'm going to start, like, oh, I need to build a team so I can cut this record label the fuck out the way and not have to worry about that shit and live off my music, take care of my mom, and not do shit, be lazy and get high.
So that's your goals with it all?
Yeah, and start a business on my own. I'm going to own my own string of boutiques, urban streetwear. I'm going to do all that shit off the music. That's how I'm going to get on with music, and then after I get on, I'm going to use my money from music to start my residual income, and then I'm going to own a chain of urban boutiques for urban streetwear.
What's some examples of some stuff you guys would sell?
Like, if you look at my clothes, what should I be wearing? I know that sounds vague as fuck, but look at the shit I be wearing. I'm going to do shit like that, like literally streetwear. Fucking biker jeans. Shit gonna be a lot different then, but like fashion, right, that's my forte though.
Which of your new songs gets the most fire rating from your fans if you like were to go live reviewing them?
Right now, shit, it's like 7 or 8 songs that I got recorded, but like the I had this one called Street Business and then Dog. It's got King Spade on it. Mm-hmm. Shout out my son, my little other kid. He on that song. It's called Dog. That one hard as fuck. The first line said, my cousin doing time behind that dog, but he ain't Michael Vick. That's just like...
Is that your bar, I'm guessing?
Yeah. It's just a play on bars. I'm free my cousin. Yeah, so...
What about All Time? What are, like, a couple of your fan favorites so far?
Up Glocks.
Chopsticks.
Sauce Spiller. Bro, I got a whole fucking playlist on Spotify literally with 50 songs. I go song for song with anybody, too. If you ever feel like you got a bigger catalog than me, if you that confident, hit me up. I literally will go song for song with any of you niggas because I know for a fact I got 50 songs and I got 75 to 100 unreleased songs. So I will do a versus with a motherfucker any day. I don't give a fuck who it is.
We need to see some people come out with the challenge. You've just been challenged here.
Yeah, I said it first.
What new artists are you excited about right now in the game?
Like mainstream or what?
We can do both.
Mainstream, everybody know Scuba Steve, Sada Baby, the best rapper to ever get on the fucking mic. Young Thug, Money Man, Gucci and Wayne, I don't classify or categorize. I like a lot of shit, but I listen to a hella Detroit music.
Yeah.
Like Rio, the Young OG, bro. That man go crazy. Rio. FMBDZ, fucking Cash Kid, fucking 42 Doug, Peasy.
Have you always listened to more Detroit style?
I just like trap music in general. I just got hip to Detroit music like 4 years ago. And my cousin Asha put me on. But they was listening to it like, when they was listening to Detroit music, I was still stuck on like Down South, like Gucci, Plies, yeah. T.I., Future, yeah. When Future was starting to come out, Jeezy and shit like that.
Yeah.
But like my cousins and them was listening to like Doughboy's Cash Out in, we was in middle school. We weren't even in high school yet. We was listening to, in middle school, Jocelyn and my cousin Asha, they was listening to that Doughboy's Cash Out, Akil and all them. They had me hip. I just never listened to it. Like, I wasn't paying attention to it and I wasn't on the wave yet. I just got hip like 4 years ago.
What's an artist you feel like's been slept on for their whole career?
Scoop Steve. Well, Sada Baby the hardest nigga out. I don't go fuck with nobody say. And motherfuckers be trying to act like that nigga don't. Bro, look at his catalog from Detroit, bro. Nobody is fucking with that man, bro. Period. Point blank. I don't go fuck what, no. And you don't think he can rap, then you ain't paying attention to the shit he's saying.
Flat the fuck think out. It's deeper than some people will notice?
You're not listening. That's motherfuckers' problem. They think he just talking about some energy shit. Go back and listen to his shit, pause his songs, and break down his bars. And you're going to be like, what the fuck? This nigga talking crazy.
Yeah, well, definitely underrated for sure. So have you kind of associated a certain sound out of there with your beats that you like to do things kind of like that Detroit
sound? Yeah, I steal a nigga sound, Detroit sound, anybody. I steal a nigga sound and rap on it like I'm Black Trev. You won't even be able to tell. You can hear like the cadence in my shit, but I won't be literally like, hey, nigga. Like if you listen to Sada Baby, he got like a certain, like you can tell it's him. Like I steal a nigga cadence and a type of beat, but you won't be able to tell I'm from Detroit at all because I don't sound like them niggas.
Right. But that's still influencing you, at least you can say.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of my shit, I definitely say a lot of my recent shit is inspired by Detroit music and Down South.
Was there any certain rappers that inspired you to rap? or you idolize the rap?
Gucci is how I started rapping. Gucci, man. I used to be and Lil Wayne will always been, it's always been Lil Wayne, but long story short, I'm gonna tell you how basically what happened. My uncle, I was probably like 12 or 13 years old, and all I wanted to listen to was Lil Wayne. Like, it's back in the day, like, when everybody would search featuring Lil Wayne. So, like, put it like that. Featuring Lil Wayne, and then, like, I didn't want to listen to nothing else. I don't want to hear that shit. Weezy, the best rapper ever. Hands down, like, I don't give a fuck what nobody talking about.
Yeah.
And, so I was listening to Jeezy and Wayne and shit, and he kept playing Gucci, and I'm like, bro, I don't want to hear this nigga, bro. I'm not trying to hear this shit. So eventually he grew on me, and then he came one of my favorite artists. But I got hip to his beats, and I was trying to figure out, like, what the fuck they was doing, like, how the fuck they was making beats. The shit didn't make sense, how, like, all the sounds and shit came together and shit. I went hip to the FL, Pro Tools. Like, I didn't know nothing about this shit at all, like, period. And then, like, I found out how they make beats, and then I found Zaytoven, then I found Southside. Southside sound at the time was, like, more of what I was into. So by this time, I'm, like, 16, 17, and that's when I'm kind of, like, when I was in, like, middle school and shit, like, I kind of knew, like, music was going to be, like, my calling, but I wasn't, like, all the way, like, invested in the shit. We had a, like, we used to have rap battles and shit at the lunch table, and then we had a group of, like, it's me, my cousin Shaq, and then my dude Akil, and we was, like, a rap group called UPS, and this shit funny as hell. And then, like, we were rap motherfuckers in the bathroom, a rap battle in the bathroom. Then I stopped fucking with it. And then, like, my uncle, that shit happened. And then, like, in high school, that's when I was, like, I think it was, like, freshman year or my eighth grade year. Going into freshman, I was kind of, like, start fucking around with beats, but I didn't tell nobody. And then I started, like, making it, like, known, like, oh, I'm about to start rapping. So I started, it was, like, 2012. I started rapping and making beats. But at first, I just wanted to, make beats because I didn't really want to be the person. I'm shy as hell. So, like, I don't really, like, that's, if you notice my posture, I'd be, like, quiet, laid back, and chill. Like, I'm shy as fuck. So, like, I ain't want to be in front of nobody and shit. I was just trying to make money off music and then
be,
like, do the clothing shit. Like,
yeah,
it was all set up. And then, like, damn, I'm, like, I like rapping a lot. Like, this shit is hard as fuck. And then that's pretty much how it happened. And that's pretty much my story on how I got into music, long story short.
So you mentioned something about how you had maybe like 100 unreleased songs. What makes a song, say Black Trev say yes to the song's going out or no, it's not?
Yeah, but I don't know, bro. I was having to listen to the song so many damn times, bro. I got songs that's like 3 years old that I could put out and it would still be hard right now. But like, bro, it's just like I'll record something and I don't like it. So like, it's basically, to simplify it, the beat, and if I say some shit that can make a caption. Like, I want to say some ignorant ass shit that'll make you want to post it on Facebook. And then, if I post it, I want it to immediately, like, if I post the lyrics, I want it to immediately click in your head, like, oh, that's that one song he was talking about some crazy shit, some shit. So, you know what I mean? Like, that's how I want to trigger motherfuckers, and that's how I want to get you attached to what the fuck I'm doing.
So, if it's, so are some of the ones that got cut ones you thought had less of that appeal?
Yeah. And then again, the crazy part about it is I won't let nobody else hear the shit, so I don't even get no outside opinions. I just trash the motherfuckers so I could have something in my catalog that could
have
me.
You can have a care package come out.
You know what I mean? Like, blow me the fuck up or something, and I have no idea just because I'd be being selfish.
Yeah, you should consider at least some of them coming out in a big
and then playlist. like a project.
Yeah.
Like, I was going to do, like, the Lost Files, but, like, one of the first songs, like, the first song I went viral on SoundCloud, got, like, 30,000 some plays, but this is a minute ago, so, like, it was an accomplishment for me at the time.
Yeah.
But I was never going to put this song out. It was called Gold Chains. I was never going to put it out. I was listening to it, and I'm like, bro, this shit goofy as hell. Don't make no sense. It's dumb. And then my dude, Zyler, was listening to it, and he's like, this the one. Bro, I uploaded that shit on SoundCloud. And this is back was like Repost Exchange was like popping. So I was like on there. And then I paid for some SoundCloud repost from like a page that had like 5 or 10,000 viewers. And then shit blew the fuck up on there. Got a bunch of likes and shit. So it was cool.
When was that about?
I think I put out Gold Chains like four or five years ago. Like 2015.
So up to that point, that was your biggest song?
Yeah. Nah, my biggest song is Up Glocks.
But that's not 4 years old, right?
No. That's
saying
like
up until
year.
Gold Chains came out. That was the biggest song that you had until then.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Man. Do you have any other stories you want to spill?
Nah, I be having some fucked up ass shit be happening, but it be funny as hell, but I can't say it because people think I'm fucked up. I can't think. Like this one time, these two girls I was fucking with, they both had the same birthday, and I was trying to figure out how I was going to lie to both of them.
About where you were?
Yeah, and how I was going to be able to see both of them on the same day. That's just some little dumb ass shit, but like, bro, it just be a little funny shit, a little stupid shit I can't say on camera. I can say it, but you'll have to be around to catch it and shit, and then you can tell the story, like, pass it down, like, on some documentary shit. But, yeah, I ain't put myself on Front Street like that. Man, that shit funny as hell.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks for getting on another feature. Black Trev's been doing a lot more in the studio, so stay tuned for
I'm back. I stopped recording because I was in my fucking head and shit. So, yeah, fuck them hoes and them bitches that had me fucked up.
We're trying to pull them back, you know. You want to shout out your links real quick?
Everything is the same. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram.
Apple, Spotify.
Tidal, all that shit is Black Trev. BLVCKTREV. And then the only thing that's different is my TikTok. So I had an old account that was just Black Trev, but I forgot it. So it's Black Trev 6. I reached out to TikTok, and I'm going to have them hopefully delete the old account so I can get my username back so there ain't no confusion when people go to search my shit.
Is there a place where all your links are, like on Instagram?
If you go to my Instagram and click the link that's in my profile on Instagram, Black Trev, it pops up my link tree, and you can do all my stuff right there.
So if you want to check out maybe a lot of his different stuff, go to his Instagram and check the link in the bio, and you can find everything else.
Yes, sirski.
Hell yeah. Thanks for coming in, man. And thanks for listening to Up Next Podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes. Have a good Friday. Thanks.
Up Next Podcast.